Hello and welcome, everyone. This is Darius Barzani. You're tuning into the UL Revolution Instant Awakenings, and I am very excited. If any of you are just climbing on, I see a bunch of you flying in. I got to tell you, we just, like, 8 minutes did a very powerful clearing exercise to clear out any low energy. So definitely get on early for the intention sessions. We do them literally 10 minutes before. It's part of the awakening. And a lot of people started downloading an awakening after that session. So some people have already had an awakening. I'd love to hear from everybody as to what awakened in you. What was that shift in perception, that new awareness? And we've literally had something really interesting happening. I added on the UAuth Revolution experiment page a question: has the UAuth Revolution made your life better? And literally the last time I checked, like 90% of the people that answered the survey said yes. So it sounds very much to me that the power and the energy of what we're doing with this awakenings movement is huge. It is incredible, and it's changing your life for the better. And people are getting awakenings every day, and today is going to be no exception. We have with us Bill Farber, and my passion about this here is my passion is to really allow you to feel a shift. And after you feel the shift that Bill is going to provide you through his energy wave alignments, we'll call them transmissions, you're actually going to get some awakening. There's going to be an opening sort of in the cosmic doorway, and I want to allow whatever needs to come in to come in so you can expand that part of your life. Okay, is it a deal that after each of those energy wave little moments that we have in those transmissions, you are actually going to allow something new to come into your awareness, a new idea, a new perspective, and see things differently? Will you do that for me? Because if you do that today, and you do that tomorrow, and you do that the day after, and you continually do it, your life will be that of magic very, very, very quickly. And I know because I'm living that. So please do that. And if you're in a space right now, maybe you're dealing with challenges, maybe there's low energy where you are, you're just dealing with that, just be with us. Be present. Turn off all distractions. Be ready for some of the work we're going to be doing. We're going to be doing some transmissions, some energy work. It's going to be incredible. Now, I want to introduce our guest, and I'm very excited about having our guest here today. Bill Farber is the founder, and he's a master teacher of the internationally renowned Energy Wave Alignment Program, and it's unlike anything you've ever heard of before, which is what we do is to bring you and immerse you and bathe you in the most unique processes and energies that you've ever experienced, that the planet's ever known, so you can transform and awaken. Bill experienced a major shift in 1971 through a meditation, and this shift actually matured and deepened during his years. He actually was in law school and business, very similar to me. Many of you know I'm a licensed attorney and actually went to business school, have an MBA. But he also discovered at some point through that journey maybe what I would call his true self. At least I know that's what happened to me. And in 1989, he discovered energy healing through Qigong and became a Reiki master. After many years of being very active and expanding his energy healing practice, he founded Energy Wave Alignment. And today, he's internationally known as a masterful facilitator of energy transmissions for individuals, for groups, and through in-person, group, and distant healings and audio recordings. In the last 20 years, through very simple and profound energy work, he's offered thousands of sessions to people around the world, which have increased their alignment to life force energy in all areas of their life. And when we're in alignment, the thing about it that Bill's going to tell you and share with you is you have a life filled with energy, creativity, enthusiasm, success, harmony, happiness, power, and I'm going to add to that wealth, because when you really are giving from your highest and best place, the world brings you back value and people that want to expand what you do and opportunities, and that is the definition of being in a wealthy place. Bill's energy work does not require that you believe a certain philosophy. It is experiential, and it's going to enhance whatever direction you want to go. And it's all here for you right now. It's going to happen. So just tune in, plug in. And I know this about people very technical from Bill's background and mine. When they decide they're going to create a process, it's going to be powerful because he's going to know every nuance, everything to unlock this energy in you. So you're in good hands. Let's send him a huge amount of love, a huge amount of appreciation and gratitude from the UAuth Revolution on the count of three. One, two, and three. Bill, welcome to the UAuth Revolution Instant Awakenings. I'm so excited to have you.
I am very, very excited to be here. And I was fortunate enough to be on the opening process you did prior to the call. And it was awesome. Just awesome. And I can feel all the good wishes and all the good energy from all of you all of you folks out there in internet land, and I appreciate it very much.
Well, we're excited, and I sense a huge amount of expectation and people wanting to receive this. I've got to ask this question. I mean, it's coming from your background, which reminded me a lot of mine. How did what was your story in developing this interest in energy work and energy alignment work?
You know, it I would have to say that in that brief intro you did, when I had that introduction to meditation back in 1971, it's hard to even say it. It's that long ago, but there it is. Seems like it's gone by really fast. It was such an abrupt about-face for me, in a good way, that from that moment on, I became very, very interested, isn't even the word, enthralled would be a better word, with what, first of all, what is this? What is this within us that really seems to be so hidden and unaccessible for most people? But it's right there, right there. What is it? How do we connect with it more? Where does it come from? What is it about these techniques and primarily Eastern philosophies and things like that that somehow seem to tap into something that we're not accustomed to, or at least back in those days we weren't accustomed to in our Western culture so much?
Right.
So I embarked on a deep interest and deep passion for it, and I did a lot of reading and a lot of different workshops and retreats and things like that. And with just increasing more and more and more interest and more experience, deep inner experiences as I progressed along. And the key to it was I noticed that these experiences were very useful in my practical everyday life with the law school and the business and all that. I mean, they directly and directly, without question, helped me be much better at it, be much more successful financially and every other which way. And I thought, well, this is a win-win-win-win-win. There's no downside to it. So I would pursue anything of interest in that regard, along with my developing my business and practice and all that, which I continue to do. But around the beginning of, around 1989, I was exposed to the idea of energy healing, energy work, that type of thing. And it was kind of a revolutionary idea for me. I knew about Chinese medicine and Ayurvedic medicine and how they were very helpful, very powerful for one's own well-being and one's own health. But what I discovered at that time was that you could take this profound, we could call it a spiritual or inner experience from meditation, and actually share that directly with another person, or as it turns out, group of people.
Right.
That really enthralled me. That was like the stage two of my, we could say, my that awakening into this whole realm of reality, this inner realm, we could call it, was the first of the meditation, which is internal, and with the energy work, which is a way to take that internal reality and directly share it with someone else in a physical way, in a direct personal way. And
right.
That really blew me away when I discovered that. Not only that it was possible, but it was possible for me to do. That really amazed me. That not only did I read about it and know people that had these gifts, but that these gifts were within me, and really within everyone, honestly.
Yeah.
When I discovered that it was within me, it was like a kid with a new toy. Wow, look at this. Wow, look what I can do. In those days, I used to actually believe I did it. But so that was the beginning of that part of the journey, and that evolved over the years, 20-some-odd years. Did a lot of treatments with Reiki and some other things and developed quite a loyal clientele and a good reputation with that. But then what happened a couple of years ago was I was invited to facilitate at a workshop in California. I'm from Chicago, so any excuse to go to California, I jump on anyway. Especially now. But some very close friends of mine, actually one of them was Deborah Poneman, who I believe you know, Darius.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do.
And she loves you, by the way. She sends her regards.
Oh.
I don't blame her, of course. But she invited me along with her friend Janet Atwood.
Mm-hmm.
They invited me to present to do energy work at one of their weekend workshops. And I thought, yeah, love to. And I was thinking I'd like to do something unique, maybe a little bit different, a little bit, we could say, something of my own, as it were. Although I love doing the Reiki work with people, and it was very well received. And I was basically sitting in my patio on a beautiful day, just kind of with a pad of paper, and just kind of writing and bringing some ideas in. And these processes basically started coming through and saying, do this.
Wow.
Very simple. Wow. You know, no trance, no deep, you know, no guides materialized in front of me or anything that dramatic, although I know people that have had those kind of experiences too, which are really cool. I can't say as I've had that. This was very simple, very direct, very, I could say, effortless, and just boom. And I thought, when I read it, I thought, you know, this really looks pretty cool. First of all, it's extraordinarily simple, and I love stuff that's simple. And I think part of the reason is that with our training, Darius, in law and everything, it's the complexities, the intricacies of thought that have to go on. You know, everything is so, everything is scrutinized to the nth degree. That for me, when anything to do with spirituality, energy work, I love it when it's really, really, really simple. Almost no thought involved at all in it. So that's kind of like what this was that came through. So I invited a friend over who was one of my students and did this energy wave transmission with her. And she confirmed, without me telling her what they were, she confirmed the qualities of each wave and very, very exactly as to what I felt it was going to be. So I thought, well, that's encouraging. So I took this information with me to California, and I did this work with the group that weekend, and it was really, really well received. Very, very moving things happened, and very powerful things. And I found, for me, it was effortless to do. It was really enjoyable to do, and that it didn't take anything out of me, drain me. In fact, it actually energizes me when I do it. So it's a definite win-win. And from that point on, I basically started using these waves all the time, you know, and especially in groups. And then within the last few months, I've been doing these type of wonderful programs involving internet and teleconferences. And I'm happy to say that the waves work particularly well over these kind of calls, and equally well on recordings. Even though, quote-unquote, the recording isn't happening live like we are now.
Right.
Interestingly enough, whenever we listen to a recording, when are we listening to it?
That moment.
Now, right?
Live.
Yeah. I mean, if you listen to if someone listens to a recording of this interview a month from now, they're listening to it now, right?
Exactly. Yes.
And it's in that now, that eternal now, that the energy functions. So it's not limited by distance or location, and it's not limited by sequential time at all, because it comes from a dimension that's outside the realm of time and also location.
You know, a question, Bill, when we talk about these energy waves, how are they different than or unique than other things that maybe people have been exposed to or other things that you've been exposed to? What is so unique about them?
That is a great question. Radio silence is not happening. I'm pondering the answer. One thing I would say is that I've never experienced them before they came to me on that day when I was writing. And when I have reports from all the people that I've worked with on it, they all report something unique about them. I'm not saying it's better than someone else's program or anything like that. It's just that there's something, we could say, different, some different qualities to them. I can't really answer why that is, other than that's just what they are.
Right.
That's the way they came through. And I think people will notice when we actually do them is that they're very powerful, but they're also very gentle, and they're very, we could say, non-invasive. In other words, it doesn't feel like something is being done to us. It's almost like something within us is being triggered or awakened. Because quite honestly, over the years using these waves, what I've come to notice about them is they really are, they're like laws of nature. They're very natural. I think they're existing all the time. What we're actually doing, though, is we're allowing ourselves to vibrate at the level of those waves. So the service that I give is I kind of connect everyone up to the waves and facilitate like a vibratory shift so those waves, we kind of vibrate and move along with those waves.
Okay. Well, now, I mean, everybody is pretty excited. I'm getting excited to experience them, and I know that's going to be happening.
Yes.
When you work with people, I mean, what are some of the benefits that people typically realize from the work?
Well, you know, it's really, there's no limitation to that, because the waves and the energy work in general, whether I officially use the waves or not. By the way, I should point out that as soon as we started the interview, I'm actually starting the energy rolling. So that even though it's not an official transmission, I would say don't be surprised if there's some sense of some shifting going on, perhaps, or maybe some sense of quietness that kind of sneaks up on us a little bit.
Mm.
So as we continue to talk about it, these waves are, you know, they're kind of itching to go anyway, so that I just let them roll anyway. It's not an official transmission yet, because I'll tell you when I'm starting. But I would say that they're very much present with us right now.
Wow. So I'll ask people to be present to that and share if anything starts coming in.
Yes,
through the webcast,
please
too.
Please share.
That would be great.
Please
share.
Please share. There will be, absolutely. I can feel someone itching to start typing now, so go, don't hesitate. The benefits will affect the whole range of human experience, because the waves have in a certain amount of, actually a vast amount of in intuitive intelligence, meaning that the waves, once we're connected with the waves know exactly what it is that each and every one of us needs or requires in that moment.
Okay.
I do not tell them what to do. I am not the boss of them. I can feel what they're doing when I work one-on-one with people. I can feel where the energies are moving. But I do not direct the energies, because what happens is once we're connected up with those energies, since they come from source, from our own self in the highest sense, the energy knows what it is each individual needs. So if that need is a physiological situation, physical, it could be an emotional situation, some kind of psychological situation, or we could say spiritual, quote-unquote, situation.
Right.
The energy can address any one or all of those areas equally easily, because it really connects with the totality of what that person is, including all the different layers and levels of their being. I, as a person, there's no way I could do that. But the
right, and you, yeah, and the energy knows what you know, through its divine intelligence, where it needs
yes.
to go and what it needs to do. So,
yes.
Yeah.
So as far as anecdotally, now let me point out, and you'll appreciate this, being an attorney, I am not a doctor, and nor do I claim to heal people or anything like that. But what happens, and please, those of you out there who feel really, really good after these energy waves, don't stop taking your meds. Don't cancel your procedures with the doctor. Please, please, please.
Yeah.
Follow the advice of your healthcare professional. I'm not here to substitute or replace them. But I will say that the energy waves will definitely assist and help greatly in whatever you choose to do. Whether it's, I work with a lot of people, for example, that are undergoing chemotherapy.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps them, the side effects are greatly reduced, for example. They're able to function in their daily lives much better than people that don't have the access to this energy. Many of them have very, very remarkable success with their treatments, much more than the national average, we would say. Some are majorly dramatic. I do work with people that are undergoing, you know, different physical things. Also people that are depressed or just feel like their life is kind of like not full. They're doing okay, but there seems to be something missing. They don't have that that passion, or they don't have that deep appreciation for their daily lives, even though from the outside it would look like everything is great. I'm sure that we all have run into that situation. In fact, we may know people that are outwardly extremely successful, that if you really sit down with them, they're not happy at all. And they're deeply disturbed because they have those things, and those things have not produced fulfillment or a sense of being happy. That's a really tough place to be. If you don't have much and you're struggling, well, at least it makes sense you're not happy, right?
Yes.
But if you have stuff, and if you have a good marriage and you have nice things around you and you're making money and you're still miserable, that's a real problem, isn't it? So I work with a lot of people like that.
I was going to say real quick, Bill, as I just saw stuff start flying in, Andrea from Fullerton said, I feel bigger, more expanded, even though Bill hasn't started formally transmitting yet. Wow. Alan from Constantine, looks like Missouri, says, the palms of my hands are warm and buzzing. They are my intuitive portal to sense and feel energies, and it's amazing. Thank you. And another person, Harmony, said, I'm already feeling this, a lovely piece of calm, and something is like holding me, it sounds like she's saying. She says, and
yes,
holding.
Yes.
So very cool. Just coming, a lot of stuff is coming in from people. This is very cool.
And it will continue to build the momentum. That would be my prediction. Just because the longer we talk, and it's just, energy, the more we're exposed to it, it has a tendency to automatically deepen and work on us in finer and finer levels of ourselves. And at the same time, it raises up the vibrational frequency.
Yes.
And also there's something that carries through the voice, from people tell me over the last few years. So if whatever to whatever extent that's true, I guess people will have to report whether my voice has some kind of influence.
Well, we've got Margaret just wrote in. She says, I've been in extreme fear all day long and even through the night. And then once I got on this call, she says, I've calmed down. I've started thinking clearer, calmer, not so fatalistic. And she wants to know why, she's wondering, and maybe that's a good question. Why are people feeling so much better and more attuned and buzzing? What's going on?
Well, what's happening is, it's my intention that this energy start to flow as soon as we start talking.
Okay.
And it's really, it's a two-way street. It takes two to tango, as they say.
Yeah.
I mean, the people on this call are, by nature, receptive and very attuned to energy. And because of that, and because they've been listening to your other guests, all of which are just spectacular, connections with energy in their own unique way.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say the tuning forks are set up already. And what I'm doing is I'm just activating and bringing in a higher and higher and higher frequencies of energy, and they're going to continue to build as we go through the call. So I'm not at all surprised. I love to hear it, but I'm not at all surprised by it. But it's always beautiful to hear.
Yep. Yeah. Very cool and very exciting, because I believe like it can be that fast. I mean, that's one of the things that we talk about instant awakenings on our series. It's about just tuning into the subtle energies and the new bits of intuition and knowledge that come in, so you can instantly move to a bigger and bigger place. It's like going up a ladder, and each awakening then opens up more for you to receive. I want to ask this. Is your work intended to heal specific conditions or issues, or do you just target sort of or send people that energy and it knows where to go? Or, is it issue specific or condition specific?
No, definitely not.
Okay.
Although it definitely works on issues, it works on specific things, but the intention is never that. Now, as a human being, I can't help it. If someone comes in and says, "Man, I have my head's killing me,"
right?
I want the energy to fix their headache. Just because that's the kind of person I am. I want to fix them, quote unquote.
Exactly.
I know it's a silly idea, but I mean, as a human being, that's what we want.
Right.
Well, now, sure. The energy, however, knows what that person needs, their highest and best good in that moment. So the energy may not address the headache at all. It may address something else that might be a higher priority from the standpoint of their evolution to this, what you call these awakenings.
Okay.
The energy produces awakenings. In order for the awakening to occur, certain things need to be released or balanced. So the ultimate goal of this energy is full awakening. It's not to heal this or that thing. However, those things are byproducts of the awakening process, because as the awakening happens, anything that's less than that is going to have to go.
Okay. I want to maybe dive into that, because that brought up some interesting points. So one of the things you said was the energy needs to be balanced. Tell me about that. What do you mean by balance? What causes it to be out of balance? And then I'm going to have a follow-up question, which would be, what would be some symptoms of it being out of balance so people could kind of check themselves against what we may be talking about?
Really good question. When I say balance, I'm talking about integration of the various aspects of ourselves.
Okay.
So, you know, we're infinitely complex beings. We have many different layers and levels of our being, of our total package, we could say. We could be in great physical shape, but we could feel a little bit off emotionally.
Sure.
We could be really happy emotionally and completely let ourselves go physically. Right?
Right.
We could be, you know, very successful in some regards, and in other regards and relationships, we could feel like we're really failures. So when I say balance, it's a sense of wholeness, a sense of completeness. Not like things don't happen, and you know, we're subject to a lot of outside influences and environmentally and stuff. I'm not saying we have to feel perfect all the time, or we never have a pain, or we never have a difficult emotion or a difficult situation. That is not going to happen on this planet, folks. But when we're in a state of balance, what I'm saying is those things are always spontaneously, without effort, put in perspective. And they never overshadow our experience of what we really are, which is outside the realm of all these things, all these changes. So the energy puts us in touch with what we really are. And the more we become familiar with that, the things that we really aren't don't throw us off quite as much.
Okay. Okay. Yeah,
I know
it sounds
a little esoteric, but to me, that's what balance means. Balance means we really know, or we have a clear sense of our true nature, which is, we can say, outside the realm of our personality and our body, mind, self. Once we become more familiar with that, that starts to spill over into our, we could say, our relative life or our physical ego life. And it starts to reflect that sense of peace and wholeness and coherence. There's more brain coherence. Mm. Many people with the energy work notice their minds become spontaneously quieter. When they need the mind, it's much more powerful. But when they don't need it, it just kind of subsides.
Exactly. Yeah. They can just enjoy, I guess, the moment, be present, be more clear, not in the past or in the future. Exactly. Well, this is actually coming in from people. One person said, I'm definitely feeling great. I'm glad you mentioned it. I'm feeling loved. How do we keep it going? Another person says, I was just thinking as you speak, I feel more and more soothed. Another person said, Tamara, I had a stress headache this past week, but since getting on this call, my head and shoulders feel much lighter, much more relaxed. And another person, Regina, the pain in my spine and my neck has lessened. And bunches of them coming in more and more. Now, what would be some symptoms, or maybe that's not an appropriate word, but some signs that somebody's energy might be out of balance, so to speak?
I think we know when we're out of balance. I think basically it could be some kind of physical pain or something that is kind of dogging us.
Okay.
Anything that inhibits the full... our full sense of enjoyment or full sense of energy, we could say, is out of balance. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. It's natural. We're going to be thrown off balance time to time, and then we reestablish our balance, and then we're going to be thrown off again. It's part of having a physical body and being in this planet, in this physical world, as I said before. So I'm not saying that our goal is to be in perfect balance 100% of the time. It's really not feasible. But I think if we just aren't feeling whole, if we're not feeling complete. Now, many of us are used to that. And as long as we're functional, we think we're okay. We may not feel happy. We may feel bored, or we may feel stressed. But as long as it's what we're used to, we feel we're okay. that's not being in balance. There was this psychiatrist that used to talk about what he called the baseline, our baseline experience. So right. If your baseline experience is like a sense of floating anxiety but not panic, and a sense of feeling okay but not great, as long as that continues, you feel like you're okay.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Now, if you get on a call like this or you work with a qualified energy worker, then you have a glimpse of what it feels like to be really in balance. Then you know the difference. Right?
Yeah,
the mind works through comparisons and relativity. So what I'm saying is when we're more and more in balance, we'll feel more and more complete and more stable, less likely to be thrown off, you know, by things that happen or feelings that come up, emotions.
Now, I've got a question that's coming in just on my side. You know, a lot of times we'll talk about this idea of low energy or having a, many speakers or masters will say there's an energy block or there's stuck energy or there's a low vibrational density in our energy field. What's your take on that? I mean, how does that interplay with this idea of balance?
Well, it will definitely impedes our balance when we do have blocks. You know, no question about it. It definitely does, and we can feel it, especially when those blocks are let go of, and we see the contrast. I think a lot of times what I found is people, not only do they get used to these blocks, but they become part of our identity. I'm the guy who has a stiff neck every day at 3 o'clock. I'm the guy who has a low grade headache all the time.
Right.
I'm the person that, you know, has issues with the opposite sex or whatever. And we become fond of them in a kind of a strange way.
Right.
Because at least we know who we are.
Right.
Or
I'll
think
hear
that's
someone
who we
say
are. It's got nothing to do with
say,
who we really are.
Exactly. And I'll hear people say, oh, my headache, my medicine, my pain, or, oh, that's my asthma,
And it becomes part of our story,
leg.
Part of our identity.
Right, that's my bad back again.
Exactly. So what I found with doing the energy work is that people have an instant revelation. Sometimes something they didn't know was blocking them or they weren't aware of goes away, and they feel some transcendent experience of like, whoa! First of all, what is this?
Right.
This feeling of silence or this feeling of ease and openness in my from my chest or my back. I don't know what that is. What is this? Then what happens is they have a glimpse of balance, even if it may be a little window of it. Or they may get a glimpse quite often. What I've been noticing in the last year especially is people have many people, not everyone, but a good percentage, have these kind of awakening, what you describe so beautifully, awakening experiences of this, like, bigger part of themselves all of a sudden coming out and becoming evident to them. Or they can actually feel it or know, or become aware of it directly. I had a person on one of my conference calls last year say that, and this is just from listening to recordings of mine, saying that after listening to the recordings a couple of times, he has this sense of being much bigger and more like an unlimited being.
Right.
And I don't
right. Well, we had someone say that, yeah. Someone
I don't talk about it that much. They feel it spontaneously. It's not like I give them the idea you're an unlimited being.
Right. Ah, yes.
But you are.
Yeah. Wow. I want to ask this, and it's a question that's coming in from someone on the call. And, you know, we get people that maybe they've done a lot of work or they've been for many years, 20 years doing work, trying to find the quote-unquote answer.
Right.
What stops people from finding that? Why is it that someone can be devout, they can seek, they can study, they can meditate, they can be doing the work or feeling, trying to feel the energy, but for decades, it's just not there. What's going on?
Well, it's kind of a strange answer. The answer is they don't want to.
Okay.
And when I say they don't want to, can I clarify that a little bit?
You probably have to, because
they would
object
vociferously to that statement.
Exactly.
Of course I want to. It's all I care about. I spent every penny on it, and I spent all my spare time on it.
Yeah.
And so I want this more than anything else. I would respectfully disagree.
Mm.
So the reason I say that is that the mind, when I say mind, I'm talking about the ego mind.
Okay.
Does not want this.
Mm.
It wants to pursue it. It wants to create a story. I'm this person who's going for enlightenment or illumination. But the mind knows very well that if that really happens, the mind has to go.
Wow.
In other words, the ego can no longer run that person's life anymore. Because when that person has that realization, they become that absolute reality, that infinity, that infinite self, which is not bound, and it's not an identity anymore. It's not me. It's not this little tiny me. The little tiny me does not want this, let me tell you. It wants to survive. So it will tell you, oh, yeah, you're close. You're this far away. One more thing, you'll be there.
Mm.
But then it will undermine you at the last second. So what I say is don't try and beat up on the little guy or try and make him go away. Just be aware of what's happening. That's all. Show it some love and compassion. Say, thank you so much for trying so hard all these years. Now just relax. Just be quiet. I think people are feeling what I'm saying now.
Yeah.
It's okay. You don't have to work so hard. You are that already. You can't be anything other than that, whatever you want to call it, that ultimate self or that infinity or that God, whatever word you like. The fact that you are not that is a hallucination.
Mm.
Now, I'm not saying we shouldn't pursue all these wonderful programs and techniques. I listen to these calls, and I'm the first guy in line. I love it. But I know it's not going to do something to me that I'm not already.
Right.
I appreciate them because they reflect the truth. But it's not like I need to become something else. It's just we're losing what we're not. It's not like we're becoming something different. We're letting go of what we're not. And we're not any limitation. We're not any, specific limited identity. Boy, I got off on a real tangent there, didn't I? But honest answer I can come up with.
I think that was an important distinction of people to really feel that and feel that energy shift, because there was an energy that came through on that.
Yeah.
And I love it. Hmm.
Now, once we let go of insisting on trying to become something or gain something, then what happens is our container gets much bigger. We can get a lot more out of these things that we're pursuing. For example, the different calls, the different speakers, the different facilitators. Those things will connect more deeply and even be more powerful if we can take them in as though they're just a reflection of what we already are, rather than we're trying to become something or use them to get out of some terrible misery.
Mm,
it's a different,
right.
It's a higher perspective based on reality, based on what we already are.
Mm. Mm.
I feel this upswelling of love that just shot through this whole thing.
Yeah, we just got from, I feel it too, someone said the truth of what Bill said just gave me goosebumps. I think I just got it.
Yes.
Cool.
They did.
Yeah.
And as you said, there's no nowadays, and this is, there's no question we're in a different energy than we were a short few
right.
years ago. No question. Nowadays, it's possible to have those, what you call instant awakenings. Absolutely possible.
Yeah,
it doesn't have to take 30 years in an ashram like it used to or whatever.
Yeah, and the belief that it's so can bring it into our perceptive reality.
Oh,
the
yeah.
belief that we can
yeah.
makes it reality.
It's like when the first guy breaks the 4-minute mile, everybody starts doing
mm-hmm.
it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because before that, no one thought it was possible. As soon as it's in the consciousness that this is possible, bang, It starts popping like popcorn.
Yeah. Well, I'll say this. I mean, that's exactly why we chose the words instant awakening. And at first we thought, well, this really, people are going to think we're just trying to fool people. But that was deliberate to bring it into the collective space that it is possible, and it's time that we all as a species and as beings open up to it and receive it.
It was a great public service that you did, a great public service by having the guts to say that. No question about it.
No question. Well, thank you. Thank you. Well, I want to get to another question here. One of them is, what are some of the long-range benefits that you've seen? I mean, people are feeling better. They're feeling a little more at peace. They're feeling more connected. But long-term, if someone was asking if I can, you know, if I can sustain this, what will happen to me? And that's basically what I'm asking.
Well,
someone sustains
basically,
this.
Here's my experience over the last 20-some-odd years. Even if people get one session, they'll feel a shift and they'll typically feel something along the lines of what people are reporting. It's like anything else in life. The more we can repeat something over at least regularly or periodically, the more it gets grounded and established in us as a more permanent type of thing. Because don't forget, you know, we spend our whole lives really not doing these kind of things, more being involved in our body, mind, ego, and being stressed and chasing after this, that, or the other thing. So we're conditioned more to be revved up real high all the time.
Yes.
It's like what I say, the analogy I've been using lately is, it's like you have a beautiful sports car and you sit in your garage and you keep the thing in park, but you floor the accelerator. Pretty soon you're going to burn out your engine. It's a beautiful car, but it's going to completely become dilapidated. You're going to burn all that fuel and you're not going to go anywhere.
Yeah.
So that's typically what many of us are used to. You know, we may feel like we're getting somewhere, but not too far. But we're burning off a lot of energy and all the fuel that we have. Even when we're sitting down resting, the mind is just buzzing like crazy, eating up all our energy and all of our life force. So once that quiets down a little, we start to say, whoa, there's a lot more, I have a lot more resources, inner resources than I thought. So the more we can expose ourselves to quality energy work or meditation regularly, the better we're going to be. Same with this. That's why I do the recordings, so then people can just listen to them, you know, every day if they want, and just maintain that level of the energy, the vibration will stay, rather than having to, you know, constantly come see me or call me or whatever. That's why the recordings have become so popular.
Well, I want to do this, Bill, so I know we have enough time to do the work. How long do we need? And depending on that, I may have another question, but I want to make sure we have enough time. How long do we need for optimal results or for optimal?
You know, we could take, you know, maybe 8 minutes.
Okay, so 8 minutes. So we've got a little bit of time. So everybody, just hold on. I know a lot of people are writing in; they're itching to get some of this and get more of it because it is coming through. One of the things that I noticed in what when we researched you and what you sent us was wealth. There was a big piece of this on wealth and abundance that we haven't even tapped into specifically
that's
yet.
That's what your program is entitled. So
yeah, so,
and I love the title, the You Wealth Revolution. What that means to me is that you are the wealth.
Oh, yeah,
what I
absolutely
mean by you. You is this unlimited, absolute, limitless reality that you are.
Right.
Abundance beyond anything you can imagine. Peace beyond anything you can imagine with your mind. Energy beyond whatever you can imagine with your mind or think about. Now, when someone seeks wealth, what are they looking for? That's my question. If we had everything we wanted in a material sense, everything, everybody just, right now you have it. Just feel that you have it. It's all done. Forget about how it happened or asking your mind if it's possible. You have everything you ever wanted more. You have more than enough that you could ever spend. Everything is just completely fulfilled. So feel that in this moment, could you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm feeling it.
Yeah. So that's what we want when we were after wealth. We want to feel that way, right?
Right.
And what are we feeling? We're feeling our own self, our own nature, which is unlimited, absolute abundance, absolute fulfillment. That's what we are already on a very deep level. It may not be evident to us. It doesn't mean that's not what we are. So what I'm saying is you are the wealth you've been looking for. That's what we're looking for, is that reality. But we want to experience that. And the only way that most of us know how to experience that reality is to get wealth from the material world so we can have a sense of that feeling. It reminds us of what we really are. That's what's so attractive about it. We know we're not poverty-stricken, you know, terrified little beings that are at risk of being eaten at every second. Something in us knows that we're more than that.
Exactly.
That's why it's painful to be anything less than that. Right?
Say that again, that last sentence, or maybe the second.
Well, what I'm saying
handle.
Is we know deep down inside that we are unlimited and we are completely abundant and completely fulfilled. Anything less than that that's reflected in our life is intolerable for us because we know it's false. That's my feeling as to why we want wealth.
I agree.
We're reclaiming our own reality, our own true self. And the only way we know how to do it, typically, is to gain things from the world or from the outside. Now, when we gain something, say we get that new car we've been hankering after, we get that new great job, okay? We have a feeling inside of fulfillment. Now, unfortunately, that feeling doesn't last because after a month we realize the job, we can't stand the job, or someone scratches our car in the parking lot and all of a sudden it's a source of pain when we see the car. But the reason the fulfillment happens is because the desire has stopped momentarily.
Yes.
We're desireless at that moment. That's why we feel fulfilled. We feel wealthy. Well, the wealthiest person is the one with the fewest desires. I know that sounds a little bit radical, but think about it. So what I'm saying is, the more we connect with that energetic reality of what we are, we start to feel abundant within. And when we feel something within, we attract it from outside, spontaneously, like a magnet. Most people go after wealth feeling a tremendous lack and a feeling of wanting inside.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And when we function from lack, we bring more lack into our lives. Because that energy brings that in. We say, why isn't this working? I've been busting my butt. I've been studying. I've been working 24 hours a day, and it's not happening. Because we feel this lack we're trying to fill. If we could tap into that pre-existing abundance that's already there and vibrate with that, then it's not like we don't have to work. Believe me, I'm not saying that. I work pretty hard. But
yes.
But I've received rewards for that because I know it's not, whatever the rewards are not really it. They're
exactly.
Just a reflection of what's already there. From day one.
Right. Yeah, I'll say, I mean, there's some very key truths. And one of the feelings that I've taken on, I think in the last probably 4 or 5 years, is almost like this fullness of sharing. It's not really a desire anymore for anything like needing or clutching or wanting, but it's a fullness that starts within and then a wanting to share. Give it to the world, you know, and it's essentially, you guys are going to feel this on the transmission, you know, as Bill goes through this, but it's this, you know, every day I think about setting myself in this space of just really feeling fulfilled and happy and joyful. And then most of my day, as telling someone the other day, is really just figuring out ways to share it with people and make them happy too. And, you know, that is pretty much all about already having, in a sense, and then just sharing and spreading that energy in a way.
And imagine if there was many, many people in that state. It doesn't take that many. It doesn't have to be everybody.
Right.
I remember Maharishi used to say one in a thousand is enough. If there's enough people.
Exactly.
Even if it's a small group, it radiates. There's like magnifies, you know, many, 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 many times.
Yeah, and I mean, you look at the, we'll get to the transmission, but yeah, you look at things like the 100th monkey,
yeah,
phenomenon and effect, and the work of David R. Hawkins, and sort of the consciousness counterbalancing, and it's one of the big things about what we're doing is as we awaken everybody here, we hold that energy for the rest of the planet. So it's some very key things that you're touching on that are so in line with what we're doing. It's almost it just gives me the chills because we're all vibrating at the same level. And we're realizing now, I think, through what Bill's saying, that it is easier than you think. And that's the whole instant awakening idea. It's like, it's really not that hard.
It's no effort involved.
Right,
no effort involved.
That's right. That's
no
right.
Effort involved. So you don't have to worry about carrying the world on your shoulders, everybody. Like Atlas,
right.
You know. And it's not like that. It's just connect. And when you connect, since there's only one self, you know, as we all know intellectually, but the more we do this kind of energy work, we start to know it on a daily reality. It's not just a nice philosophy that we talk about. It's a reality. That self, that oneness, is not a philosophy. It's not a metaphysical, a cool thing to, you know, talk about. It's absolutely right. That sense of I is the same in every being. That just that sense that you are, that you exist, just, you know, if you tune into that for a second, the sense of I before you add a name to it. There's no difference between your I, my I, Darius's I, or anybody else's on the planet or anywhere else in the universe. There's only one of those. So if us as an aspect of that one connects in a deep way, it radiates through the whole, through everything instantly. Propagates, as the physicist would say, across the whole system instantly. And you don't need that many quote-unquote individuals to do this in order for it to really affect everything. Everything in the whole creation, really.
Yeah. I think we are, I imagine, just like setting off like a chain reaction, you know, where it's literally like the heat or the energy exchange causes someone else to ignite and awaken and ignite and awaken. It just takes off like a chain all over the planet. And I want to do this, Bill. I want to do some of the work. So we're probably right at the perfect time right now. And let's do it. Tell us what we need to do. And I'm going to be ready and get everyone ready here.
Okay.
Oh,
well.
Wow.
What you guys need to do is really almost nothing. It's really not a doing what we're going to be doing here, quote unquote.
Okay.
It's not a doing. It's more of just an allowing of what is, of what's going to happen. So we don't need to try and meditate or go into some kind of a state. Or we don't need to try and help the waves, you know, and help them along. In fact, anything we try to do is really going to sort of get in the way. So basically, what I'm going to do is start these waves rolling. And they're just going to take care of it themselves. So we really don't need to do anything. We don't need to try and make our minds quiet. We don't need to try to, you know, like I say, go into some kind of a special state or try to be receptive or anything like that. We do trying and doing all day long, every day. And this is a little vacation from any doing. How does that sound?
Wow. Yeah.
People say, yeah, but it's a little scary, isn't it? It's like,
uh-huh.
We're so used to being this doer all the time. But I would say, just as an experiment for the next few minutes, if we could let that subside, that would be optimal. Okay? Those of you who are... Do people call in when they're driving sometimes? I guess that's possible, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you are driving, it's better if you pull over while I'm doing this. If it's not feasible to pull over, don't worry. But just, you know, don't worry about listening to the words so much. Just concentrate on what you're doing, driving. And the energy is not going to be, the energy doesn't need me to talk. I will do some talking, but it's not required. So don't worry about that. But if you can pull over, do that. If you can sit comfortably with your feet on the floor rather than crossed, that's better. Although I'm not obsessive about it, it's not that big of a deal. But if you can do that, that's optimal. And then what we'll do is, before we start the waves rolling, I'll tell you a little bit that there's three basic energy waves. The first wave, in fact, if you guys looked at the page, I break them down. There's a clearing energy, which is first. then the awareness energy, and then the healing energy. Now, there is a fourth wave, which I call the synthesized wave, which is really a combination of the first three. But when the first three waves are weaved together, it creates a higher vibration, like the whole is greater than the sum of the parts, as they say. So I think what I'm going to do with this group, because you've been so experienced with different energy transmissions, that I'm going to do a little bit of the fourth wave also. I usually don't do that in these introductory calls, but I think it's cool to do now.
Wow, okay.
So what I'm going to do is just ask you, we're doing a little brief connectivity exercise, we want to call it that. So become aware, if you will, of a center of energy under your feet in the earth. It's a few inches below the surface, maybe deeper than that if it feels deeper for you. If you're not aware of it, no problem, you can imagine it, that's okay. And then go and plug yourself into that energy center like you'd plug in a computer. And then there's an on-off switch. Turn the switch on. Start the power, the current flowing. Very good. There's a few people out there that got a little bit of a jolt from that, Darius.
Wow.
That's always
yeah,
awesome.
I'm feeling. Yeah.
So I'll let that roll for a minute. Then I'm going to ask everyone to become aware of another center of energy, which is located above the head. Could be a few inches up, or it could be higher, if it feels that way for you. So plug into that and switch that on. Very good. So now I'm going to start the first energy wave, which is what I call the clearing energy. And the purpose of this wave is kind of self-explanatory. It helps to open up and let go of blocks that might be inhibiting the full force of the life force energy moving through. So I'm going to start that wave right now. I'm going to go silent here and there during this process, so don't worry about if there's a gap between the talking. That's intended. During this clearing wave, if any strong emotions or physical sensations come up, if we could just let go of trying to control them or make them go away or anything like that, just let them be. Let go of any sense of resisting thoughts or feelings or sensations. And let the energy waves either carry them out or just dissolve them naturally. Okay, in just a short time now, I'm going to start the next energy wave, which is the awareness wave. And this wave encourages the clarity and the expansion of our consciousness spontaneously. So we don't need to try and do that. So I'm going to start that right now. If anyone's experiencing strong thoughts or anything of that nature, that's okay. No need to try and push them away. Just allow them to come up, and then just allow them to subside naturally in the wave. Good, in just a minute, I'm going to begin the healing wave. And the purpose of the healing wave is really to amplify our own natural healing abilities, our own internal healing response, which is already pretty huge. But the healing wave will really activate it in a much more profound and deeper level. So I'm going to start that now. And during this healing wave, if we have any concern, some health concern or something like that, like a diagnosis or a pain or a condition, could you just during this wave let go of wanting to control or get rid of that situation or resist it? Just let it be what it is, just for now. And if it's a pain of some kind, could you just feel it as a sensation? And let go of calling it pain or calling it anything, just for now. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to start that synthesized energy wave, which is a combination of the first three waves, kind of weaved together or blended together. And we'll just do that for a minute or two. We'll start now. And we'll just keep going for another minute or so. We'll let that recede now. And just gently become aware of the body again. Even though we may have this sense of vast presence, we could still be in the body. There's no conflict. And become aware just for a moment that every cell in your body, all trillion, how many trillions, has a window. Every cell has a window in it. And just throw those windows open all at once right now. And just become aware of a huge light coming in through all those windows all at once into you. You're surrounded by that light, and it's coming in, pouring in through all those windows. And now become aware that that light is pouring out from within you, from inside out, radiating out from you like a sun. And now just allow that concept of in and out to dissolve, and just be that light. Very good. Now just plug back into that center of energy in the earth. Plug really deeply this time. You can even imagine that your legs are long, like roots of a tree, down into the earth, way deep down, all the way to the center, the core of the earth, through all the rocks and the water and all the layers of the earth. And just plug deeply into that center and just invite that earth energy, that groundedness, to come up through those roots, all the way up through the feet into the body. And let that earth energy circulate up through the legs, up to the head, down the front of the body, back to the feet, up again to the top of the head, down to the feet. And once more, up the back of the body, all the way to the top of the head, and down, connecting with the feet. Okay, well, that'll conclude this brief, very brief excursion into the waves for now. If anyone feels like saying anything, sometimes there's people want to remain silent after this, and that's okay, too. But if anybody does want to share anything, it's great.
Well, we're going to let them do it. I zoned out. I don't know where I went. I had all sorts of images and things come in, and oh boy, I could write a whole novel on what came in. It was just so many different scenes. It was just very vivid colors, almost reliving different things, seeing different perspectives. I had wow, just a lot of different things that were coming in to my space. And very powerful.
Yeah, I would say your energy centers are wide open, especially your throat chakra, if you want to call it. You know, really, really wide open.
Wow. 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 And we got a lot of people that are writing in. One person said this was awesome. Another person said, I became aware during it of an energy imbalance. Is it possible for people in doing this to actually become aware to their own imbalances as they're doing it?
Yeah, you become much more acutely aware of what's present. But also at the same time, it will spontaneously straighten that balance out.
Wow.
In other words, we become aware of something. That awareness is really the fix for it. It's awareness. So the awareness, in order to facilitate the awareness coming in, then that balance will straighten itself out spontaneously. It will adapt to the incoming energy. If they want to report back, if they still feel an imbalance, I'd be interested to hear. Maybe we could shoot them a little bit of energy personally, you know. But typically, that's what happens. There might be an awareness of something, and then it will shift.
Wow. We got another person. Laura said, Yvonne said, I'm not entirely sure my head is still attached to my body after that. she went way out. Another person, Laura, said, I'm rocking back and forth. She said she does feel like maybe there's a block in her in the middle of her chest. So let's shoot Laura some of that energy, maybe. She's in Boston, L-A-R-A.
Okay, Laura. All right, so Laura, just for now, could you let go of wanting to get rid of that block? Whatever that is, let it be there. Sometimes when we resist something, it becomes more than it really is. And could you let go of thinking of it as a block and just see it as a sensation? Ah, much better. It just popped.
Well, I'm going to hear back from Laura here in a minute. Another person said, she said she has wonderful feelings of tingling all over. It's like she was dreaming awake. That was Esther. And then another person said, my heart feels very full and gentle and present. My body is feeling, just feeling. That's Ashley. Another person, Joe from Aurora, said, that was awesome. Normally I don't feel energy, but this was unbelievable, wonderful, and beautiful. Another person said, nice, so peacefulness. Another person said, lightness and tingling in my body. Another person's body is pulsating. There's a fullness within my body, yet so vast and so powerful. And wow. The center person, Tamara, said, this feels like I received Reiki attunements.
You'll get whatever you need. If you needed a Reiki attunement, that's what you got.
Wow, a lot of different things you're feeling. I want to talk about what you do going beyond this, because there's other things that actually you do when you work with people deeper, and you have a whole system that actually lets people do many different things with this, including like a manifestation trigger.
Yes.
I want to
I'll explain that briefly, okay?
Okay, yeah.
Now, what happens is with these energy waves, we're exposed to them, and when I, if anyone were to look into it, taking advantage of the recordings that I'm offering here,
okay,
we do these energy waves, but they're much more long, much longer, and much more sustained.
Okay.
So the entire first hour session is only the clearing wave. Then the next session is only the awareness wave, and the next session is only the healing wave, and the following session is the synthesized wave. And we go several dips into these waves, much more longer and sustained periods of time. So this today was like a little nibble of the energy.
Okay.
But these recordings allow the energy to just deepen and widen because it's longer, there's more time spent.
Mm.
And then the manifestation trigger, what that is essentially, is once we're used to and more established in vibrating with these energy waves, Once we get more comfortable and more used to them, we could say, by listening to all those first series, then I have another series of processes where we establish the energy waves, and then from that place of deep balance, we project intentions.
Okay.
Remember what I said before, is when we're trying to manifest from a state of want, it's very difficult and many times doesn't work out very well.
Mm.
What we do with the energy waves is we establish what one of the people said, feeling vast or feeling full or feeling totally complete. From that state, if we could project an intention, I don't even call it a want at that point, it's an intent.
Mm.
All right? When we project an intention from that balanced consciousness, then it manifests instantly.
Wow. Yes.
It doesn't have to go through all the struggle and all the... Now, what I'm saying is, the more we expose ourselves to this manifestation trigger in these processes, then we start to notice during our life, things just get easier. We don't have to consciously do it all the time. It produces a different set of, like a constellation of things going on in the brain. so that instead of the usual scenario of we feel this really deep wanting or some emptiness inside, mm-hmm. we go after and try and fill it by accomplishing this, that, or the other thing. Instead, we can produce quickly this state of inner fullness or fulfillment. So we experience the result ahead of time. In other words, if we want to accomplish something, like we want to get a particular job or we want to have some object or a house or whatever, we project that experience of having it already completely, and then from that state, we project the intention of the thing.
Yes.
And
yes.
We're already vibrating in that frequency of that thing already. And then what will happen is the universe, quote-unquote, will conspire to bring into our material life anything that reflects that energy. It may be that car we thought we wanted, it may be something completely different, but it will be something that brings that fulfillment to us.
Alchemy. Yeah, the word that just pops in is
absolutely.
Pure alchemy.
Pure alchemy, right.
At the highest level, you know, it's sort of like
the alchemy is of our own self. We're transforming ourself into that, the energy of that desire. And from there, we're already in the same sphere as that.
Yes.
That desire. And the desire, now, it may be something different than our mind thought we wanted. But whatever it is, it'll be something that produces that fulfillment, which is all we want. We want that feeling.
The feeling. Yeah, that's exactly what came in. Oh, my gosh. Well, I want to do this because that is so powerful. And, I mean, I want to ask everybody, imagine what it would be like to have literally a manifestation trigger. And Bill talked about how that happens. And it may be very different than what you were thinking, but when I really started feeling into what Bill was saying and understanding it, it is the purest alchemy that the ancients taught, and we're really getting now into this. So this may not be for everybody, I'll say that. I mean, this is, if you kind of want to keep chasing your tail, so to speak, and you know, chasing certain things that may not be bring you into balance, because sometimes high energy and excitement is good, but it's not necessarily balanced energy. It's sort of a chaotic energy. You know, when you go to the seminars and you're jumping up and down and high-fiving everybody and saying, I'm a millionaire, you know, that's not really going to be happening for many people, because it's not bringing into balance those parts that are
well stated.
Yeah, I mean, this is not for those people. I'm going to explain kind of where it is, because I think it's just so incredibly cool. It's at uwealthrevolution.com/Bill, B-I-L-L, now, N-O-W, and uwealthrevolution.com, Bill, B-I-L-L, which is Bill Farber's first name, and now, N-O-W, no spaces there. And you'll see him referred to as William Farber, but we kind of interchangeably do that. Hopefully that's okay, Bill.
No, no problem. Most people just call me Farber anyway, so it doesn't matter. including my wife.
Hopefully when she's, not when she's mad. She just says it all the time.
She's never mad at me. Are you kidding? How could that happen?
I feel the same way. I'm going to say the exact same thing.
Uh-huh.
I want to go through this because there's so many pieces here, and they're very different than a lot of what people have been exposed to. So everyone, take a look at this page. It's at uwealthrevolution.com/Bill, B-I-L-L-N-O-W. And let's talk, Bill, about the different pieces here, because
yeah.
You talk about that manifestation trigger in one of the big purple boxes at the top, which I love. I love the look of this. It's just so inspiring. The first is the Energy Wave Alignment Program. It's
yes.
what you call foundational
yes.
transformation. That
right.
sounds incredibly promising.
Yeah. So what that is that's the first four MP3 recordings. And what that is the four energy waves that we did briefly today. The first one is all devoted to the clearing wave. Session
okay.
two is devoted to the awareness wave. Session three is devoted to the healing wave. And session four is devoted to the synthesized wave, which is that really high frequency wave, which combines the first three. So after one listens to all of those all the way through, it doesn't have to be the same day, obviously, they're about an hour each. But what I'd like is to have everyone make sure they listen to all four of those before they go on to the next section, which is the manifestation section. The reason I say that is because the more we can get kind of immersed in these waves, the more we'll be able to tap into that space of that manifestation space we talked about, that that coherence, that deep sense of quiet. So these will help us do that very efficiently. So once we listen to those at least once or twice all the way through, then and only then we would go on to the next phase, which is the manifestation. And that's a complete, like a one-hour program where I do the energy waves in sequence, and then I walk through these different manifestation processes, and they get quicker as we go because I want people to do them quickly. You don't have to sit for an hour and every time you do it. You want to have something very efficient, something you can do in the moment. So then what I did was I created three different tracks, which are sections of that one-hour program, which you can listen to separately. So the first one is all four waves together. It's only 15 minutes. So it rolls all the way deeply in a very compact, short time. So you're vibrating.
Wow.
Your vibration goes up like a really fast.
Like a rocket. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Then the next part of it is what I call the Vedic, the three Vedic processes, which we use this manifestation trigger to invoke. Health and well-being is the first one. The second one is abundance. And the third one is self-realization or enlightenment.
Oh, my gosh. This is phenomenal. I've got to say, I mean, one of the things, just to jump in really quick, one of the reasons I'm excited about it is I like that there's an order. I don't mind when speakers say, well, there's no order, just start listening, which is fine, and I think the energy knows where to go. But this very much is systematized. So if someone's here and they're saying, Jerry, I don't know where to begin, I'm confused, I'm going to start with the first.
Start from the first and go down in sequence.
The clearing
you can't go
wave.
Wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't go wrong. Mm.
And then after that Vedic, those three Vedic processes, then I do a series of faster processes.
Oh, my gosh.
So just so you can, because each one is shorter and more and quicker. So you start off with a kind of long, luxurious processes. Then once you get really comfortable with it, it gets quicker and quicker and quicker. So towards the end, there's only like a short five-minute cut or a track where you can do these processes, and then you choose your own intention. For example,
now go into that really quick, Bill. You said when you do this, and you create the manifestation trigger, you install it almost or activate it.
It's like a download. Yeah, the more you do it, the more it downloads. The more you listen to it more frequently, the more it downloads. It becomes spontaneous. So what I'm saying is, towards the last, so the last track are these three quick processes. So you basically you would pick up an intention that you want to produce. You go right into those waves and you go right into the intent and pow, like that.
Wow. I want to say this too. I know we had an email from your team and my team, and I want to make sure I get this in. The first 15 people that actually decide that they actually want to go through with this process, actually they want to own this, they're going to get a one-on-one private energy wave alignment that you're offering, Bill, and that's for 15 people. So I'm going to
the first 15, because I wish I had more time to do that, but I don't. But I want to make that available.
Wow.
And it'll be either via Skype or telephone, either way.
Wow.
Okay. The only bad part of Skype is they would have to look at me.
That can't be that bad. And,
but it's good for me because I get to see them.
Pleasant.
I like to connect that way if possible, you know.
Well, let me give them the page because we've got a bunch of people now asking because they want the first 15 sessions. It's uwealthrevolution.com/Bill, BILLNOW. Now, I'm going to say this, and Bill, you may agree or disagree, but I've seen it happen. If anybody is hearing this and maybe, you know, it's the weekend and you say, oh, gosh, those are gone, traditionally something that happens in this show, amazingly, many of our speakers will open up other sessions and things will be very, very, very open here because we usually get a lot of wonderful people. So the order in which you do this, the sooner the better. So if it's maybe a couple days or past and you think, oh, they can't possibly anymore, why would I do that? Well, you're still going to get everything that we're talking about here, but you may actually get a later session that opens up if we have Bill back and do something else. So just getting in the queue, even if you're not the first 15, there will be something good that's going to come out of that. And speaking of which, you're also doing something else for those people. And what is that?
Well, whether you're in the first 15 or not, anyone who signs up for this program is going to get a teleconference, a live teleconference, where we're going to spend at least an hour doing these waves in a much more deeper and more sustained way, and it'll give people a chance to call in or whatever during that process. And, of course, that'll be recorded also. So that'll be an extra live for whoever can be on, and then it'll be recorded for those who can't make it.
Well,
it'll be kind of like what we're doing today, but they won't need to have the interview part so much. It'll just be mostly energy work.
Wow. I'm reading about this, and this is the group energy work that Bill was talking about. Increased energy, increased balance and flow, increased immune support, increased sense of well-being, deep relaxation, contentment, rapid recovery. And, again, if you're on that call, it means you have everything. And so it's really the download of that instant manifestation trigger that we're talking about. And let me ask this question. For those people, yes, it looks like, Nancy, there's still some spots left for the first 15, so I would go to uwealthrevolution.com/Bill, B-I-L-L, now, N-O-W. Same, Jared, same thing. I think there's still some spaces left. Bill, when we talk about this manifestation trigger, and what I like about when you talk about manifestation, you know, obviously, it's not just about money. In fact, you know, UWealth is so far from just that. It's really about making a big difference in the planet and being fulfilled. And you cover health and wellness, well-being, abundance, wealth and success, higher consciousness, self-realization. What are some of the specific things you've seen people utilize this trigger to achieve or to experience in this reality? Because that's really all it is. We're just asking for an experience.
Yeah.
We don't own anything.
Right.
You know, we're not going to own that car. We're gonna give it back somewhere. We're just experiencing it. So what would be some things you've seen?
What I've seen a lot, the whole gamut, and this is not just about getting things, okay?
Exactly.
For example,
yeah.
And I'll make a confession now. I listen to this every day on the way to work.
Hmm.
You know, when I listen to it, it's not like I'm listening to myself. You know, I don't even really relate to the fact that that's my voice. I take advantage of that energy, the waves that come through. And I find myself saying, you know, one of my intentions is that today, whatever today that happens to be, is an ideal day. Everything is smooth, happens beautifully. Everybody is happy. Everybody's successful. Everything I do turns out well. And I project that intention. Then I use the trigger for that.
Oh.
So it doesn't have to be I want this or that specific thing, although you could use that, but I would recommend using something that you can really feel. And we really we're not going to be tempted to do a lot of mundane things with it because we can feel how profound it is. And we definitely don't want to intend anything that tries to make other people do a certain thing that we want them to do or something like that.
No.
In other words, we don't want to use this like some kind of form of control. And it really won't work that way anyway. It'll kind of shut down. It can only do positive, uplifting things. But we want to do something that inspires us and just choose it. It could be something very simple, too. It doesn't have to be some big thing. So I want to have a good interaction with so-and-so today.
Yeah.
Something simple as that. And then run through the trigger. And when we do that, part of this manifestation, I don't want to give it all away because it's better to listen to the process in that state, but part of it is completely letting go and falling into that infinite. And once we tap into that, then the manifestation happens from there. Then there's no separation between you and that person anymore.
Or that thing,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you dip into that unified state briefly, and then that causes that intention to propagate through the universe.
Mm. It's at uwealthrevolution.com/Bill now, B-I-L-L-N-O-W. I want to get to some questions. I want to hear kind of what people are saying, thinking, feeling. One person said, Christy, thanks to you both. This was awesome. Another person said, he's 100% right. This is Saskia. She says, when I started to understand this concept, I started manifesting easily. Another person has just written in, and she said, oh, we just got back from Laura. This was a while ago. She wrote in the lady that had sort of like there was some sort of energy block, and you talked about it popping, Bill, and she said, Laura just wrote in from Boston, thank you, it did pop, and I hope it won't come back. Well, I don't think
So here, let me say one thing to her.
Okay.
Can you let go of not wanting it to come back? Because when you don't want something, you're picturing that thing happening, aren't you? So whenever any of us says, I don't want this, the mind doesn't hear the word don't. because the mind works in pictures. It's like saying, don't think of a white elephant. Right? There's no way you cannot think of the white elephant, because the mind doesn't hear the word don't. It sees the picture. So I would recommend to that lovely person to let go of any expectation that that's going to happen. Let go of picturing that happening again. Because then we kind of invite it, don't we?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Anyway, I thought it was important to mention that to her.
I'm going to let people know it's at uwealthrevolution.com/Bill, B-I-L-L-N-O-W. So the process is to go through this to, and I've got to say this, it's a $995 program. It is being offered at 85% off. It's $147, and they get it instantly. Immediately, you can start the process. And
yes, the downloads immediately, yeah.
You'll go through session one, the clearing wave, session two, the awareness wave, session three, the healing wave, and session four, the synthesized wave. And then you'll move on to item two, which is the manifestation and actualization. And from there, you're going to anchor, and there'll be four concentrated, non-receding foundational waves. There'll be three philosophy-based processes to anchor the manifestation trigger. And then track three will be three rapid-fire processes. And as you go through that, it'll actually get faster and faster, and then there's a few more and more and more. And, wow, anything I missed, Bill? I think I kind of
may have
jumbled
that
up.
Absolutely perfect.
Okay. Very, very cool. Any final thoughts for people here, people that may be dealing with some tremendous challenges? I want to say we've got a bunch of people that are ordering. So we do have Heidi, very cool. We've got Vicky, yeah, and she's getting in on that first 15. Larissa, very cool, Larissa. People from all over the world, this is very cool. So we still have spaces, guys. Any final words, Bill, for people? Maybe someone that's really going through a big challenge, or maybe they've tried so many things in their life and it doesn't seem like anything is coming together. What would you
say?
Well,
you know what? I would say for people like that, and I encounter people like that all the time, the fact that, quote-unquote, nothing's worked before doesn't mean anything.
Okay.
It doesn't mean it's hopeless. It doesn't mean, it's just a story. Could you let go of the story that you're a person that nothing works for?
Right.
All this energy work that I do, all this does is connects you with the truth of what you already are. So it's not like I'm doing something to you, quote unquote. It's just going to unlock the truth of what you are, that you really aren't lacking anything. And once you connect with that reality, then the outer part of your life starts to reflect that more and more. That's simply the most simplest way I could put it.
Exactly.
So be patient with yourself. Don't beat yourself up. Could you let go of that beating yourself up tendency? Oh, nothing works for me. I can't do it. I fail at this and I fail at that. It's just nonsense. Utter nonsense. And just take it as it's presented. It's effortless. There's nothing you have to do. You can't fail at it.
Right.
You'll get a benefit from it. There's no doubt about it.
Wow. Well, this is the energy. Just feel it, and if it feels like a place you want to be in and have more in your life this moment now, and really magnify in a bigger, bigger way and learn how to manifest with that instant trigger and not need anything. It's this idea of I don't need it. And Bill's right. The moment you're happiest is when you finally maybe get something, you finally realize you don't need anything, and then you're just happy. And then from there, you can align your energy to whatever feeling you want and bring it into your experience. And if it doesn't fit you, you move on to a different experience. And I think this is a beautiful way to reclaim your destiny. It's at uwealthrevolution.com/Bill, B-I-L-L-N-O-W. Bill, thank you for being here. This was one of my favorite calls. I feel like we've been here for a long time, but I feel like it also just started. And I feel like we moved energetically, like a whole journey, and it was fun.
It was wonderful for me, and I'm so grateful that you included me in this. This is really a tremendous service to the whole world, and those people that are lucky enough to connect with you and be part of these programs. We're grateful to them and being on the cutting edge of this, but really we're benefiting everyone. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, and thank you for expanding the dialogue here and expanding our awareness too, because I know a lot of people had some big awakenings just from what we did on the call and just from some of the insights. I mean, I saw so much more coming in, I didn't even report. It's incredible. So thank you, Bill, for this amazing stuff.
Thank you very much to you and to everyone.